the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A great deal of talk on the Sunday morning news shows about the appointment of Matthew Whitaker to be acting attorney general following the forced resignation of Jeff Sessions. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, not happy with it. He says this should concern every American.
He's already prejudged the Mueller situation. If he stays there, he will create a constitutional crisis by inhibiting Mueller or firing Mueller.
On the flip side, presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway says
he's not slotting in somebody that's an old friend or somebody he thinks that he's discussed the Mueller investigation with at length. There's actually no evidence to me that Mr. Whitaker knows anything about the ongoing Mueller investigation.
Two U.S. Navy aviators safe after their fighter jet crashes in the Philippine Sea near Okinawa today. The FAA 18 Hornet experiencing mechanical problems. The crew ejected and are now aboard the USS Ronald Reagan in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back to those wildfires in California, several celebrities are among the hundreds that have lost homes in the Southern California fires. Gerard Butler taking to Twitter, Robin Thicke also taking to Instagram and saying their homes are gone. Actress Bianca Blanco posting that she watched her home burn to the ground. Hundreds of homes in the area have been lost, and Lady Gaga, Scott Baio, and Guillermo del Toro have been forced to evacuate. Fans worried about the Bachelor Mansion after watching a home nearby turn into a charred pile of rubble, but that mansion has so far been okay. Arizona State Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally. The latest vote count has Sinema ahead by over 32,000 votes. There are still over 160,000 ballots, though, that have not been counted in Arizona. The winner could become Arizona's first female senator, would take over for Jeff Flake, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And an increasing number of homes in America are valued at $1 million or more, and that number keeps rising. An analysis by real estate research firm Trulia finds that more than 3 million homes are worth $1 million, 3.6% of all U.S. homes, making that list. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon and Nutrimost of Flemington. Let's get to that weather because we've been having one heck of a day out there and all. So this afternoon, we've got mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees, a little south wind from 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 10 p.m., low around 38 degrees. So in those higher elevations, take a look and see if you see any of that white stuff. East winds from 3 to 6 miles per hour. Chances of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts may be between a half to 3/4 of an inch possible. Tuesday, rain mainly before noon, but it's a near high of 51. East winds 8 to 14 miles per hour, becoming west in the morning. Chances of precipitation is a high 90%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees and a wind from 7 to 9 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40, and that'll work it very nicely.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health matters, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. We'd like to take a look at by the numbers. So 78.8% is the average life expectancy for the persons in years. 33% of adults are considered obese in the United States. And there's 235 million people who currently require asthma treatments just to stay breathing and all. That's an incredible amount and all. What we'd like to do is take a look at a couple things here and all. And as many of you know, or many of you will know in a short period of time, today is Veterans Day. Some schools are off, some banks, some post offices are open, some are closed. It just kind of goes back and forth, back and forth. So just want to say my dad, Louis Miola, was aboard a naval destroyer escort as part of the fleet. And he saw action while he was serving during the Korean War. We want to thank all those brave men and women and dad, especially you, for your service. God bless you, and we miss you every day. So when you have a chance and stuff, thank a vet. You know, they're giving up a lot just so that you and I can have the safety and comfort of our lifestyles here in the United States that many, many people across the world do not have access to and all. So again, thank you, the vets, and take one out for breakfast, lunch, dinner, grab a coffee, grab a tea. Just let them know that you appreciate them. And today's topic and stuff, we were kind of looking what we could talk about or go over and stuff at the office the other day, and the topic of are you alkaline or are you acid and all. So with the upcoming holidays, this is a great topic to talk about. Acidosis is a condition in which there's too much acid in the body fluids. When nutritionists talk about an acid or an alkaline-forming foods, they are referring to the condition of the food after it is ingested, not before. There are many food substances which are acid in their natural form that become alkaline when broken down within the body. So remember, they use this scale, it's called the pH scale, the potential of hydrogen, going from 0 to 14. Now on the low side, acids are on the low side from 0 to 7, 7 being neutral, which is where you want to try to be in most instances. Again, you're going to want to have some acid, you want to have some bases, but the 7 is the guiding light there and all. And above 7 to 14 is an alkaline state. Every year, the number of prescriptions written for acid-alkaline imbalances continues to increase. In acids, alkalizers, specific digestive enzymes, etc., remain popular as household remedies for many acute digestive disorders. The temporary relief experienced by these so-called remedies is interrupted by the majority of the sufferers being cure for the problem. Nothing could be further from the truth. These drugs work in much the same way as a lazy housekeeper sweeping the dust under the rug. That is, covering up the symptoms but not eliminating the cause. Remember, the protein pump inhibitor, which we'll refer to as the PPI, are frequently prescribed to treat a variety of conditions, including gastroencephalic reflex disease, which is called GERD for short, and the Helicobacter pylori infections, which causes that acid indigestion that are going on. In 2009, a third of most taking type of drugs in the United States were these particular drugs, and the Food and Drug Administration estimated that 1 in 14 Americans have used them. Over time, however, experts have begun to question the safety of these drugs. Experts initially believed that the use of these PPIs was only risky for patients with coronary artery disease who were also using the antiplatelet drug clopidogrel, considering the risk to be caused by the drug-drug interaction. More recent studies, however, have indicated that the risk may extend further. Our earlier work identified that the PPIs can adversely affect the endothelium. So that, what do you say that is? That's the Teflon-like lining of the blood vessels. Observation led to the hypothesis that anyone taking a PPI may be at greater risk for heart disease. We are going to take a brief pause, and we will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health is at issue, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. And as we were talking about, how is your body? Is it alkaline or is it acidic and all? Our bodies are like the rug in that they will only allow the drugs to cover up the problem for so long. Eventually, these acute digestive disorders will become chronic, resulting in a more difficult condition for the body to deal with. So what was once simply a minor case of acid indigestion or heartburn becomes a major digestive ailment. The stomach, the liver, the small and large intestines, kidneys, and pancreas can all be seriously impaired, both from the consumption of an improper diet and from the use of drugs that cover up in overly acidic diet and the consequent indigestion. Almost anyone who has been eating the standard American diet, meat, dairy foods, and refined and processed foods, will suffer in varying degrees from an acid-alkaline imbalance. Add to this issue alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and certain condiments, and the percentages will rise even higher. The physicist Manfred von Ardenen recently discovered that cancer cells, owing to their fermentation, are more acid inside and on their surface than what you would find in a normal cell. When people encourage you to alkalize your blood, most of them mean that you should eat plenty of foods that have an alkaline-forming effect on your system. The reason for making this suggestion is that the vast majority of highly processed foods, like white flour products and white sugar, have an acid-forming effect on your system. And if you spend years eating a poor diet that is mainly acid-forming, you will overwork some of the buffering systems mentioned above to a point where you could create an undesirable change in your health. So here we are on the eve of a big eating holiday and stuff. What do we have? We have a lot of gravy. We have a lot of processed foods. We have a lot of flour from the baking items and things. And this is going to start that whole process if we aren't careful. So let's take a look and see how we can do that. Keep in mind some of the following basic concepts. Organic matter is taken into the body in the form of food. This organic matter is broken down into simple compounds, that being monosaccharides, amino acids, lipids-like things. After metabolism, or after they're processed in the body, these compounds leave an acidic or an alkaline residue in the body. The simple compounds contain elements such as sulfur, potassium, sodium, magnesium, and calcium. These minerals determine the hydrogen concentration and thus the potentiality of a hydrogen, so the pH, whether it's an acidic or an alkalinity, in our body. These elements are either acid-forming elements or alkaline-forming elements. The acid-forming substances are sulfur, phosphorus, and chlorine, while the alkaline formers are the sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron. Oh, those almost sound like vegetables to me. Within the plant kingdom, the organic acids found in fruits and vegetables are metabolized and eventually become carbon dioxide and water. The alkaline elements such as potassium, calcium, sodium, magnesium, and iron remain. Although many fruits are acidic in nature, when broken down into their constituent elements, the acids are rendered neutral and the alkaline elements are dominant. Therefore, the end result of the organic breakdown and digestion of fruits and vegetables is alkaline in nature. Isn't that interesting? So, like, people think that, like, a lemon, which when you do a pH on the lemon itself, is going to be a low or an acid individual. When you consume it and it gets broken down, it becomes much more alkaline or friendly into the body. There are many studies from around the world that show that the more protein a society consumes, the more osteoporosis they have. Osteoporosis is definitely an acid disease. The calcium is just leached out of the bones by these metabolic acids. Calcium, or lack of calcium, therefore, is not the problem. Over-acidification is. This calcium has to be excreted by the kidneys or in the feces, or it will be deposited somewhere in the body. It can be measured in the urine. It can be deposited in the lining of the arteries, the kidney, or gallbladder stones can develop. It can be deposited in the brain, causing dementia or arthritic deposits forming. And this goes on and on. And then the microbes come out of the acidity, hurt swollen cells to get rid of the deposits. Inflammation develops, pain, more swelling, blocked arteries. The amount of calcification in the body correlates directly with the onset of that term, old age. Also, all these old microorganisms are being rediscovered inside the diseased tissue affected by chronic degenerative disease, cancer, bacteria, chlamydia phenomena being isolated from the arteries in most cases of hardening of the arteries. So it's interesting where as the colonial people started to do more of raising of animals and stuff, especially cattle and pork and sheep and things like that. And when you were a land baron and stuff, you had the land and you had these animals available to you, where the town people and stuff, or the people who lived on the outskirts, the farmers and stuff, didn't have as much access to it and all. So they ate a more balanced plant-based diet and stuff, as compared to the royalty and the kings and queens and prince and princesses, where they were more into the beef or the meat type of a thing. And we can see how that was causing more of that osteopenia into the osteoporosis in their environment. The pH digestion elimination axis that was put together by Jim LeBeau, Perfect Health Foundation. The pH digestion elimination axis is so basic to human health that many highly educated experts in nutrition pass right by it as they endlessly complicate and confuse things. Read the following carefully, taken from the page 96 of the Anatomy and Physiology, the 10th edition. Enzymes function optimally at a specific pH and become inactive if this deviates beyond the narrow limits that are set up by it. Enzymes are vital substances. Without them, the chemical reactions necessary for life could not take place, and therefore life cannot function. In other words, without enzymes, we could not live. We could not digest anything or metabolize anything or even breathe properly. We would die within minutes. Without the right pH balance in saliva, the enzyme amylase that begins the digestion of starch, the enzyme that turns that bite of bread sweeter and sweeter as you chew it, cannot work right. Without the right pH balance of stomach juices or acids, the proteins you just swallowed would not get properly broken down, and your stomach enzymes would not work right, either without the right pH balance of bile and pancreatic juices, which are alkaline, where enzymes complete the digestion of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. Not one of the millions of workhorse enzymes in those digestive juices can cork right either, or work right either. All of the above means that all of the best and most nutritious food in the world and the most expensive vitamin pills and supplements won't get digested and assimilated right if your pH is off balance. And it also means that you cannot work right either. It's important to note that on the pH scale, each number represents a tenfold difference from the adjacent numbers. So in other words, a liquid that has a pH of 6 is 10 times more acidic than a liquid that has a pH of 7. And a liquid with a pH of 5 is 100 times more acidic than pure water. Most carbonated soft drinks or soda pops have a pH of about 3, making them about 10,000 times more acidic than pure water. Please remember this next time that you think about having a Coke or a Pepsi or a diet variety. How we become acid? How acid sometimes is determined by measuring its pH. The pH of anything is on a scale of from 1 to 14. pH 1 is the most acidic, like the acid in your car battery. A pH of 14 is the most basic, like the lye you spray in an oven to clean it. Water is supposed to be a neutral at a pH of 7. The pH of blood has to remain exactly 7.4 all the time. Exactly. If the blood's pH rises or falls 1/10 of a pH unit, you're in intensive care in the hospital where the pH of your blood is monitored very carefully. If it moves 2/10 either way, it could be lethal. How the blood always maintains a constant pH is a very complex matter, and one that everything in the body helps to maintain, as everything in the body depends on this sameness. Strong acids, weak acids, and proteins. The strong acids in our body are those that are formed by the digestion of protein. These are sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, and nitric acid. These are strong, like the battery acid in your car. Strong acids are strong in contradiction to weak acids such as vinegar and citrus juices. Weak acids, not ionized, breaking apart completely when in solution, whereas strong acids do. This is why vinegar does not burn holes in your clothes or dissolves your bones. It does not break apart completely into an acid and a base part. It remains partly a salt. A salt is formed when an acid and a base combine and neutralize each other. So if we were to take a look at a chart in as far as an acidic, neutral, and basic, we would have some environmental effects, the pH value, and an example. So pH of 0 is battery acid. A pH of 1 is sulfuric acid. A pH of 2 is lemon juice or vinegar. pH of 3, orange juice or soda. pH of 4, acid rain or an acidic lake. All fish die in an environment of 4.2. Frog eggs, tadpoles, crayfish, and many fish die in an environment of 5.5. pH of 5.5 is clean rain. pH of 6.5 is a healthy lake. pH of around 6 or 6.5, rainbow trout begin to die. Milk is at a pH of 6.5 to 6.8. Pure water is at 7 pH. A pH of 8 is seawater or eggs. A pH of 9 is baking soda. A pH of 10, milk of magnesia. A pH of 11, ammonia. A pH of 12, soapy water. pH of 13, bleach. And a pH of 14 is liquid drain cleaner. The main reasons we become acid is from overconsumption of protein. When protein breaks down in our body, it breaks down into the above mentioned strong acid. These three acids must be excreted by the kidneys because they contain sulfur, phosphorus, or nitrogen, which cannot break down into water and carbon dioxide to be eliminated as the weak acids are. In their passage through the kidneys, these strong acids must take a basic mineral with them because in this way they are converted into the neutral salts and don't turn the kidneys or burn the kidneys on their way out as would happen if these acids were excreted in their free acid environment. Sulfuric acid or any of the strong acids are excreted mainly as salts of sodium, potassium, magnesium, or calcium, as these are the main basic minerals of the body, the ones that are the most plentiful also. The sulfur in sulfuric acid can and does combine with the calcium in your bones for one and is excreted as the corresponding salt, which is called calcium sulfate. This salt does not harm the kidneys on its way through them, but it does rob the body of that needed calcium. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's one of several major wildfires still raging in California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says 6 more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered were located in Paradise. 5 of them were in homes. 1 was in a vehicle.
At least 228 people listed as missing in that vicinity. The death toll overall in Florida from the wildfire stands at 31. President Trump, just back from a weekend in France to mark the end of World War I, arguing in tweets this morning again that nations of the world should pay their fair share for protection. The president tweeting the U.S. pays large portions for other countries' military protection while also losing hundreds of billions of dollars in unfair trade deals. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A great deal of talk on the Sunday morning news shows about the appointment of Matthew Whitaker to be acting attorney general following the forced resignation of Jeff Sessions. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, not happy with it. He says this should concern every American.
He's already prejudged the Mueller situation. If he stays there, he will create a constitutional crisis by inhibiting Mueller or firing Mueller.
On the flip side, presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway says
he's not slotting in somebody that's an old friend or somebody he thinks that he's discussed the Mueller investigation with at length. There's actually no evidence to me that Mr. Whitaker knows anything about the ongoing Mueller investigation.
2 U.S. Navy aviators safe after their fighter jet crashes in the Philippine Sea near Okinawa today. The FAA 18 Hornet experiencing mechanical problems. The crew ejected and are now aboard the USS Ronald Reagan in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. And again, when your health matters, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. With the upcoming holidays and all, just be careful about size portions and the varieties of foods. You want to make sure, like the Centurions we had talked about from the Blue Zone, when you're about 80% filled, push away from that plate. Remember when we were growing up and stuff, you always were supposed to clean your plate? Well, take smaller portions or leave some food on the plate and all. You'll feel much better for yourself. Let's get back and find out more about your alkaline or acidic condition. We need protein, obviously, but all we need is about 40 grams a day. A training athlete may need up to or around 80 grams a day. The average American diet, on the other hand, contains as much as 200 grams of protein per day. That's that bacon and eggs for breakfast. We all know that the richer we become as a civilization, the more advanced, the more meat we eat. Respiratory rate and breathing holding abilities are key indicators of the pH of the blood. Why? The body uses carbon dioxide levels as a primary way to regulate the pH. When you dissolve carbon dioxide into blood, you get carbonic acid. If there's too much carbonic acid, the respiratory center in the brain will send signals to the respiratory muscles that they must breathe to get rid of that excess carbon dioxide. Respiratory rate will be rapid, often more than 18. The breath hold time will be short. This is an acidosis situation. If there is too little carbonic acid, the respiratory centers will send out a message to reduce respiration to conserve carbon dioxide. The respiratory rate may drop to less than 12, and the person will be able to hold their breath a long time. This is an alkalosing situation. A person with an acid imbalance will generally have a resting respiratory rate of 19 or more, and if they take a deep breath, will only be able to hold it for 40 seconds or less. Why? Since the blood is acid, the brain tells the body to breathe faster. Get rid of that acidic carbon dioxide. The same principle applies to breath hold. The brain sends a message to breathe to get rid of the excess carbon dioxide. The urine pH may be acidic, but if the acidosis is caused by excessive potassium in the body, the kidneys will dump potassium alkaline and retain hydrogen acid. So the urine is alkaline while the blood is acid. Very, very interaction that goes on and stuff, how the body tries everything it can in its power and its resources and all to keep that body pH, the alkaline acid base, at right at where it needs to be. This is also a daily rhythm to this acid base ebb and flow called the Frederick Sander base flood and base tide. The stored acids are mobilized from the connective tissue and Fischinger space while we sleep. So the space enclosed by the finer and finer fibers is called a Fischinger space, from the German scientist that described it. Essentially, this is the extracellular, so the outside space that contains the fluids that bathe and feed each other in every cell while carrying away the waste from those same cells. There is no mention of this organ in American physiology textbooks, but there is the extracellular space. These acids reach their maximum base tide concentration in this fluid and thereby the urine by around 2 a.m. So the urine is most acidic at this time. The acid content of the urine directly reflects the acid content of the fluid in the Fischinger space, the extracellular fluid compartment of the body. Your pH, by the time you get up, though, in the morning, all the acids consumed and generated the day before should be gone, excreted while you sleep, contained in your bladder, and ready to be voided when you wake. This first urine should be acid when you get up in the morning. The urine pH you should check through is the pH of the urine measured the second time you empty your bladder in the morning, as this reflects the pH of the body fluids at that time in the morning, not the pH of the urine from the night before. Therefore, your AM urine, the second voided specimen after you get up, should be back to about a neutral, close to a pH of 7, pH of 6.8 to be exact. Because most everyone is acid, this is hardly ever the case. More and more acid accumulate day after day, and chronic degenerative disease develops as a direct result of the pleomorphic changes that take place in the blood as discussed above. Each day we add to the acid not disposed of the day before. On the other hand, this Fischinger space becomes most alkaline around 2 p.m. The base flood, as then the most bicarbonate is being generated by the covered cells in the stomach. After lunch and breakfast have been metabolized actually. If your urine is not alkaline at 2 p.m., you're definitely an acid condition. In the normal situation, hydrochloric acid is produced by the cover cells of the stomach. Table salt, sodium chloride, is split into hydrochloric acid and sodium bicarbonate, so an acid and a base. The production of each molecule of hydrochloric acid is matched by the production of the equivalent molecule of sodium bicarbonate. The acid goes into the stomach, and the sodium bicarbonate goes into the bloodstream and circulates all around, first flushing out the excess acid in the tissues and especially freeing the collagen fibers and the colloidal connective tissue organs from the absorbed acid stored there. Any bicarb that is left over is picked up by the alkaline glands, the liver, the pancreas, and such. So let's take a look at some things here. Lemons and limes. One of the interesting facts is that lemons and limes are alkaline-forming. Although they are acid in nature, in the body they are alkaline-forming because of their mineral content. This makes them ideal for salads and other meal items when you need an acid taste component. You will see in the list that vinegar is rated very acid, while lemon is alkaline. So if we take a look at the scale as we go along here and all, again, the pH, hydrochloric acid is at 0, upset stomach acid is 1, battery acid is at 2, normal stomach acid is at 2. Sodas, vinegar, and lemons are at 3. Orange juice and acidic soil is at 4. Tomatoes, bananas, and coffee are at 5. Bread, salmon, potatoes, normal rain are at 6. Pure water, milk, human saliva, and blood is at 6.8. Seawater and eggs is at 8. Baking soda and phosphate detergents are at 9. Borax and antacids are at 10. Milk of magnesia is at 11. Ammonia and non-phosphoric detergents are at 12. Bleach is at 13. And sodium hydroxide is at 14. An imbalance happens, of course, if enough alkaline food is not eaten, and because the sodium bicarbonate generated by the stomach's cover cells does not all go to the alkaline glands, the pancreas, the liver, salivary glands, and the alkaline glands in the duodenum or the intestines. On the way through the body to those glands, some of it gets used up by neutralizing acid residues from the previous meal and ones stored in the connective tissue organ from before. a list of acid alkaline forming foods. If there is not enough base left over after a meal, enough base to neutralize and clear the acid stored in the connective tissues, a relative basic deficiency develops, which is again the latent acidosis. When this happens, the liver and pancreas don't end up with enough alkaline juices to ensure proper digestion. Digestion can't proceed without enough of these alkaline juices for the liver and pancreas, and so the stomach has to produce more acid. And in order to make enough base ad nauseum, and one can develop stomach ulcers. The ulcer is not the result of too much acid. On the contrary, the stomach ulcer is the result of too little base. So in this acid condition we are talking about, we aren't acidotic in so many words. Rather, we are base deficient. That is why 80 or 90-year-olds, old folks, are shrunk-up little people. They have no mineral stores left. When all the minerals are gone, so are we. It's like running down the battery. It's just like a battery. The cells of our body do carry a charge that can be measured as the oxidation reduction potential of the blood. This energy potential decreases with age just as the minerals do. We become more oxidized, so we need for antioxidants. Both things occur because of hyperproteinization. In other words, we're eating way too much protein. We aren't acidic, as they say in a hospital, in shock when things have gone so bad that the very pH of the blood itself begins to change. Cold blue! Rather, in a state of latent acidosis, we are full of stored acid residues, residues stored in the Fissinger space, waiting for a ride out on base minerals that aren't there. This is the latent acidosis. Blood values have not started to change yet, so the acidosis is stored in the tissues, as it were. The tissues are acid, but technically this is not an acidosis either, as the blood appears normal. If things get worse, this latent acidosis can proceed into what is called a compensated acidosis. This means the blood pH itself still hasn't started to change, but other values in the blood have had to change to keep the blood pH the same, 7.4, that it is supposed to be. Decompensated acidosis is when the blood pH itself is affected. If the condition of our extracellular fluid, especially the blood, becomes acidic, our physical condition will first manifest tiredness, proneness to catching colds, etc. When these fluids become more acidic, our condition then manifests pain and suffering such as headaches, chest pain, stomach acids, etc. If the blood develops a more acid condition, then our body inevitably deposits these excess acid or acidic substances in some area of the body so such that the blood will not be able to maintain an alkaline condition, which causes these areas, such as the cells, to become acidic and lower in oxygen. As this tendency continues, such areas increase in acidity and some cells die. Then these dead cells themselves turn into acids. However, some other cells may adapt in that environment. In other words, instead of dying as normal cells do in an acid environment, some cells survive by becoming abnormal cells. These abnormal cells are called malignant cells. Malignant cells do not correspond with brain function, nor with our own DNS memory code. Therefore, malignant cells grow indefinitely and without order. Gee, that sounds like cancer. If the pH of the intestines is not right, different bacteria and eventually yeast can grow there. Dysbiosis, or wrong growth in a place of the bacteria that should be there. This causes its own set of problems. If the environment of the intestines is not alkaline but acid, the wrong growth occurs. The gut fills with and supports the growth of the wrong kind of bacteria, fungus, yeast, candida. These bacteria in turn generate their own acidic toxic byproducts of metabolism that further aggravate and maintain the already latent acidotic condition. When this dysbiosis or wrong growth begins, it begins with fermentation, and as fermentation is the process of eating, metabolizing, and excreting that bacteria do, alcohol is produced. Fermentation like this can even cause cirrhosis of the liver in patients that have never drank alcohol in their life. As with making wine, this fermentation can go bad and begin to rot. Vinegar and other rotten things are produced. This vinegar acid and the other things can cause heartburn too, along with the bloating and the gas that comes with the fermentation process. But this kind of heartburn is not from too much acid, hydrochloric acid. It is from not enough. In this kind of heartburn that comes an hour or two after you eat, other acids form. Acetic acid, as in vinegar, and other putrefaction acids. These acids cause the heartburn. The meal is not digesting well. As with a good amount of hydrochloric acid, it is fermenting instead. These rotten things are reabsorbed back into the body and picked up by the blood like anything in the gut. These rotting things in the gut just don't make you feel well. It's why there are constipation, headaches, sleepless nights from food eaten too late to digest, nights where undigested food just ferment and rots all night, makes bad dreams. The skin also tries to expel the toxins in the form of pimples, rashes, and other skin problems. With this kind of heartburn, one hurts after eating right away or an hour or two later, rather than before, as with an ulcer, sort of the way you can determine it. This can burn with reflux up the esophagus worse while lying down, or it can just be pressure over the whole abdomen from gas. This gas can actually push the stomach through the diaphragm into the lung capacity, producing what is known as a hiatal hernia. And we at the office down there at Nutrimos of Flemington have a very effective technique chiropractically for adjusting this. The symptoms of being this acid, the acidity, the pH of the body, its fluids and cells is the most important homeostatic or balancing act the body has to perform. The acidity of the blood has to remain exactly the same all the time. The fact that we are alkaline beings by design, but acid-generating beings by function, makes this the most basic function the body has to perform, besides and including breathing and pumping one's blood around. As we become more and more acid, accumulation and store more acids in the connective tissue, this is what happens. First, there is an increased sense of well-being from this stimulatory reaction of the body regulatory systems that operate in high gear to process the excess acid. The patient therefore believes he or she self is to be totally well. This type of person tends to be an overachiever, active, always running. The person is overly ambitious due to the acidic irritation of the nerves. Later, as the process progresses, the patient becomes irritable and difficult to please, exhausted, fatigued, listless, and inability to get anything done. Constantly finds fault, sees only the pessimistic side of life, can't sleep well, wakes tired in the a.m., generalizes with aches and pains, loss of appetite or ravenous hunger, constipation, difficulty moving bowels or constipation, gallbladder pains and frequent headaches, frequent redness of the nose or parts of the nose, hardened and pain of the neck and shoulder muscles with pressure, and pain of the back of the head nerves with pressure, often coated tongue and halitosis, bad breath, enlarged tonsils, if they still have them. Moist hands with poor blood supply, cold hands, pale to white, tendency to sweat, tendency to develop skin rashes, susceptibility to the colds and bronchitis with large mucus secretions as an attempt to rid the body of the acids, the excretion and the reaction phase of homeotoxicology. Women tend to be pale with scant, heavy, or irregular periods. Blood pressure tends to be lower at first. The test for rotten products in the intestine that are absorbed by the bloodstream and re-excreted out the urine when the intestines are in dysbiotic condition, when abnormal bacteria are growing there because of the latent thing. And 20, showing age as the sodium is depleted from the bodily fluids and potassium from muscles causing wasting and weakness, and then calcium from the bones, which is osteoporosis, arthritis, and the like. So, quite a big deal there and all. We need to really follow up with that to test your pH in the morning. During the day, make sure you eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. Make sure that you enjoy the foods you eat. Take time to sit down with no TV or cell phones going and all. Enjoy and chew your food properly. With this upcoming holiday season and stuff, you know, make sure that your plate has a lot of color on it and stuff. You know, green, orange, yellow, purple colors on there and all. And not from food coloring, but from actual food that is there and all. And so we're going to see everybody next week. I hope you enjoyed the show. We've got so much more information to give out. And we look forward to seeing everybody. Have a safe and healthy rest of the week. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where when you're concerned about your health, we're there to help you. Have a great week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The forecast for crews battling the California wildfires is anything but promising today. Winds will be near hurricane force as fires continue to burn in northern and southern California. Governor Jerry Brown is requesting a major disaster declaration from the president. Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema increased her advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race by just over 32,000 votes. Now, the votes are being counted again today. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Poll workers in Florida are continuing with their recount efforts in the Florida gubernatorial race and Senate race down there that were both too close to call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The Senate's top Democrat says the FAA is dragging its feet on a congressional directive. And from Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the FAA is not moving quickly enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from continuing to shrink passenger seats. And Schumer says federal officials should be doing more to comply with a law that was passed in September that is supposed to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. The New York Democrat saying the agency hasn't begun to rein in the shrinking seat problem. The FAA claims it's, quote, working to address the provision in the reauthorization bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A survey was conducted by a London-based company talking about some of the most annoying office phrases this year. Number one on that list is give 110%. Number two is blue sky thinking. And number five, one of the all-time favorites, outside the box. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The stock market has been on quite the roller coaster over the last month. Now, one of the things most investors will tell you and financial advisors is not to go invest in single stocks. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he told Fox News mutual funds are the way to go.
I like mutual funds, growth stock mutual funds. That's the thing that right. helped me make a difference in my own life. But I want people to understand where they are. But single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody.